Monday, April 11th, 2011, some news of the City of Dawn, Oroville. Announcements and the weather for this bioregion today. Temperature range 26 to 31 degrees Celsius, wind out of the east 16 to 21 kilometers per hour, humidity range 68 to 85%, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain tonight. 5 p.m. today will find all concerned Orovillians, newcomers, and guests at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity for the general meeting called by the Residents' Assembly Service to hear a presentation by the Working Committee in Oroville Council, and the topic is a draft for the entry and exit policy to be presented to the Governing Board. The Oroville Council hereby reaffirms the following principles which have been their guiding decision process, publishing now as a working document with the aim to see them considered by other working groups and Orovillians at large with possible endorsement by the Residents' Assembly. Okay, first, there is no personal, private possession of Oroville assets, whether of land, building, or economic activities. Buying or possessing private land belonging to the master plan is in direct contradiction with this principle. People who have stopped living, working in Oroville for more than 5 years are not considered Orovillians anymore, with the exception of children studying abroad. Their housing unit will be managed by the housing service. An Orovillian cannot have the usage nor the stewardship of more than one housing asset at a time. Renting privately an Oroville housing asset is not allowed. People who live in Oroville are expected to contribute either in work, kind, or money. The use of physical violence or threat of physical violence is forbidden in Oroville. There is no exchange of money or as little as possible in Oroville. Work is not performed for earning one's living, but to serve and to progress. Oroville economy is based on the act of mutual giving and not on commercial exchange. Orovillians do not belong to any ideology, race, group, religion, or nationality, but to humanity as a whole, and therefore cannot represent the interest of any ideology, race, group, religion, or nationality. Orovillians do not engage in political parties or activities. Orovillians do not engage in activities illegal in regard to the laws of India, and to become Orovillian is an individual choice. One does not become Orovillian by birth or by marriage. Children who have grown up in Oroville will make the choice at the age of 18 to commit or not to the Oroville ideals. To be an Orovillian doesn't open any right for free housing nor for a job. Each one has to find his or her place according to their own internal truth. The basic principle is that the more one is in contact with one's soul, the more the material conditions are gathered around his or her true needs. More about that topic can be found in the publication To Be a True Orovillian by the Mother. Maintenance, health care, food allowance, and other collective services are provided only to those who contribute to Oroville's development in work, kind, or money. To be an Orovillian is to accept the mother's invitation to collaborate with goodwill. Conflicts have to be solved through common understanding aiming at reconciling harmony. Although Sri Aurobindo and the Mother are considered as the living inspiration behind the creation and development of Oroville, no religious dogma or set of orthodox beliefs can be founded in their name or in the name of their disciples, nor any authority to be derived from them. Here are some words of the Mother speaking to Sat Prem, to be found in its entirety in the agenda. But to tell the truth, if we could always keep in our consciousness, in a clear and living way, the vision of what should be, not with the illusion that it's already there, there must be no illusions, but a clear, positive vision of what should be, despite all that denies it, why then we would be very strong. We know things are not as they should be. God knows we know it. But to keep deliberately ignoring those denials in order to keep actively in the consciousness the vision of what should be, that, I feel, is true creative power. You've been listening to Oroville Radio, Marlenka on microphone. In studio today, Andrea Yahalom, Gilles, Christina, Stan, and if you have comments or questions, feel free to contact oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.